Florence, South Carolina has been hit hard after police officer Terrence Carraway was shot and killed and six other officers were wounded when a gunman opened fire during an attempt to serve a search warrant. The suspected gunman has been identified as Frederick Hopkins, a 74-year-old disbarred lawyer, veteran of the Vietnam War, who bragged on social media about being a competitive marksman. He's been hospitalized after a fall at the scene. Florence County Sheriff Kenny Boone said he's thankful that the department had a military style armored vehicle to recover the wounded officers from the line of fire. Let's bring in Florence Mayor Stephen Wakila. Mayor Wakila, our condolences. What a terrible time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's been a hard time.
Yeah. Well, this happened in Vintage Place, which is an upscale neighborhood. Children were taken hostage by the gunman, thankfully not harmed. The county officers were going to the house to serve a warrant involving an accusation that a 27-year-old at the home sexually assaulted a foster child. That's a tricky situation right there. This 74-year-old allegedly opened fire, and your police officers came in to help. I suppose you're not surprised that they swooped in to help.
No, I mean, Vintage Place is on the very edge of the city of Florence, and they responded without hesitation and were there in a matter of minutes.
Now, you know, you've been in the news recently because the name of your town is Florence. Of course, Hurricane Florence came through. You had people evacuated from the hurricane in your town. But this, I mean, this is your first thoughts, I know, are for Officer Carraway, his family, the officers who survived. But what kind of questions do you have about what happened here?
Well, you know, certainly we've not been involved in the investigation, given the fact that our officers were involved. And we've had this tragic loss of life and several officers from both the county and the city wounded. So it's, as you describe, a very difficult time for the city.
Yeah, well, and it's the second shooting of many officers at one time in South Carolina this year alone. In January, a former banker shot four officers in York County. One was killed, and this is after the banker's wife called 911 to report domestic abuse. You know, this is a very dangerous thing for police officers, either responding to calls or making one.
I think that's certainly the case, and it's even more pronounced when officers are aware that there's gunfire going on a scene and they are rushing to that location to involve themselves in it. And that's certainly what occurred here. You can't say enough about those folks that put themselves in harm's way in the interest of the rest of us.
Well, your officials had difficulty saying what they wanted to say about these officers, especially when they spoke of Terrence Carraway. Did you know him?
I did. Sergeant Carraway's been with the city of Florence for 30 years. In fact, I gave him very recently at a recent council meeting an award for 30 years of service, and he was just an exemplary officer, very, very well liked, just a perfect example of what we aspire to here in the city of Florence. And his loss, Robin, has ripped this department apart.
Well, Stephen Wakila, mayor of Florence, South Carolina, as we said, just really reeling from one officer, Officer Carraway, killed, six others wounded after an attempt to serve a warrant. Just our thoughts are with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.